The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Mrs. Part, this is Big Vito, and he is the Mr. Part, and reunited, and it feels so good.
No? Yeah. B-I-G-V from L-O-G. The wife with the knife is home. She has returned.
I'm back.
From her vacation and seeing her mom and dad, and it was a good trip. I was very happy that she went. She got to see the fam.
I saw the fan.
Everybody was good. Everybody was happy to see her. She got some of the peeps to go out with her.
I did a little bit of partying while I was there. A little bit of partying. Hung out with my girlfriends.
You know, still respected the COVID because it's running high.
I did. I did not get together with everybody that I wanted to. So any of my friends watching this, I apologize. I got together with some of my friends who work from home. And my family, because my sister's a teacher, she works from home, my brother works for the government, and my mother finally retired, which we talked about on the show. So everybody that I interacted with stays home. And I even get to see my grandmother, who happens to be like my favorite person on the planet, because I was too worried because of the COVID. So,
right. So congratulations to my mother-in-law retiring. You know, for the record, she has been working for over 50 years. And for her to retire and somebody who definitely deserves it, put in a lot of hard work, raised a family, and
talk about heaven. Like, she was the best mom. Like, it wasn't even like she worked all the time. But sometimes she had more than two jobs,
right.
And she still was an awesome mom. So, like, props to her.
Congratulations, big dog.
The big dog. And I found out she watches the show, and she's been participating for the past 2 weeks because she was working on stuff. And jumping on the show from the other room. So that's pretty cool. I didn't even know she watched. She's like, I watched the show. I was like, you watch the show? She's like, yeah, I definitely watched the show. So she's into this show. So we know you're watching. Big Joyce. Hello.
Hello,
Joyce. How are you? All right, B. Here's the deal. You won the vote last week.
I knew I was going to do it.
Well, we talked about regional, and Hoagie's a super small regional. I kind of figured you might be, but I've got to stay true to my Philly roots. I'm still going with the Hoagie. But you whooped my ass, dog.
You whooped that ass.
Like, it was bad. Like, I don't even know if I could continue living. Like, that's how bad it was. I may just have to.
It was so bad, I might have to find a new co-host. Contest. You know.
But this show's Mr. versus Mrs. Are you going to bring Lily Fox in and do, you know, Sister versus Mr. again?
No.
I don't know. She requested to be on the show today.
No, she's on. She's stable.
She's not. She works. She has a job.
She stays at home and works.
Well, most people are staying home and working right now.
You know, with her economy car, she doesn't have an air conditioner. I can't associate.
It broke. She drives an Audi. Like, are you serious? She drives a... Yeah, her air conditioner has something in it. It's going to get fixed. And Vito's having a fit because she's driving with the windows down.
She drives with the windows down, and, you know, she's, you know, doing mom stuff, and she thinks she's cool, and blah, blah, blah.
Big Vito, I forgot to bring myself a drink. That's number one. Number two, I'm a little nervous about something.
What?
I've never donated blood. And what did you have me sign up to do for tomorrow? Am I going to die?
It's good to donate blood. It cleans out your system.
What if I get all, like, fucked up? What if I get, like, all looped?
Yeah, but you get a $10 gift card from Walmart.
I mean, that's okay, but, like, what if it kills me? Are you going to spend the gift card, or can I will it to someone?
No, I'm going to spend the gift card.
Son of a bitch. I can never win with you. I mean, I won most of the votes here, but, like, I could never win when it comes to things like that. I'm like, You know, I have a topic for us today.
Topic for us today.
Being
that I won last week, thank you guys for voting for the BIGV, LOG, Pullman Nick, you know, Jovan Muscone.
Jovan? No, you got you lost that vote because everybody thought you were out of your mind.
No, everybody knows. Andijan, Christmas party, and I'll be the next.
Don't make me hit you with my shirt. All right, here's the topic. Now, this is a strange topic for us because is Vince Russo our boss or are we just contract players? Like, I can't figure this out. Is Russo our boss or are we, like, we own the Big Vito brand. That's his, our brand and I'm the producer and you're the, you know, the Big Vito. Is Vince Russo our boss or we just have a contract for our brand with him? Because, you know, he pays
runs the Russo brand. We do a product for him, so he technically is our leader.
Our leader. So you would classify Russo as our boss. See, I don't classify him as a boss. I classify him more as a partner. Because he may run a brand, but we run our own brand, and we basically lease a show to him. That's how I kind of see
it. But he dictates where it goes and how it
goes. And what day of the week and all that. That's an iffy, but that's... This is part of why I'm bringing this up is, do you think it is okay or should you be friends with your boss? Now, you've worked in many different things, but you haven't had that many bosses because you're like a wrestler and that's
I've worked for other people before wrestling and I've worked.
That's true, but I'm saying like within the last, you know, two decades, you've mostly been, you know, your own boss, basically, because you're a contract person, you know, even though that's whatever. But still, like, okay. But I've worked for many different places, and I've had bosses. Now, I've been friends with managers that I've had, but the big boss, I'm not so sure about that. So for you, what do you think? Since you're the winner, you can go first. What do you think? Can you be friends with your boss and keep it on the level where you're not going to lose your job or you're not going to, you know, like you're partying. Can you go out and be friendly with your boss?
You can be friendly with your boss.
Or friends. It should be friends.
You can be friends with your boss, but there comes a point where you got to know, you know, friendship is friendship and, you know, work is work. And you got to know when to cut off. And if you could, you have that, you know, if you think you're going to get over on your boss, and you're going to, because he's my buddy, I'm going to take off, I'm going to do this. Being friends with your boss is you're a man, you're a grown up, you're mature, you can do this.
Okay, so you're saying yes.
Yes.
You can be friends. Okay, I'm going to say no. Did I surprise you with that? I'm going to say no.
No, because you always go against me for rules.
No, I don't go... Well, the show is a debate, so one of us takes a side.
So we're taking a debate. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. So here's the deal. This is what I think. I think you should keep your business life business and your personal life personal. Like, there's some things that you could kind of mission mesh, like this show, like, because we have a good relationship and we're good working partners, but we're also good. We don't take this, like, into our bedroom or into, you know, like that kind of thing, whatever. Oh. But your boss can hire you and fire you, all right? So you go to a party, okay? You get a little drunk because sometimes we drink the fruity drinks and they taste so good we don't realize that we are going to get tipsy. It's happened. I've been at the Chili's, you know, 2-for-1 margaritas or whatever. I get a little effed. I try to walk around. I'm a little messed up, whatever. Happens to the best of us. I've seen it happen to you. Remember the night everybody was making you drink the terrible gin? And then you wandered off into the sunset? It's the only time I've ever seen it happen to you, but, you know, it happens to everybody. So your boss is there, and you say, you know what? You know, I think I deserve a raise, and blah, 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 blah. But you're saying this to your boss, and you're all effed up. And you slip out some things maybe you shouldn't say. I work better than Johnson. Johnson sucks. You know, he's the this, and da, 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 da. I heard he slept with your wife, and, you know, like, just BSing, okay? Now you've offended your boss. Johnson may suck, but you just said he slept with your wife.
But that's where the maturity level comes in.
Some people don't have that level of maturity. This is
like you work for me.
I don't work for you.
It's the Big Vito brand.
It could be whatever you call it, but I'm the producer. I don't work for you.
Yeah, but I'm the owner of the company.
Wrong. We're both the owner. That we created this together.
No, it's the Big Vito brand.
I'm Mrs. Big Vito.
Big Vito Incorporated.
I am Mrs. Vito LaGrasso.
And this business was here before you.
No. The Big Vito brand we started together after we were married.
Big Vito Incorporated has been around since 1999.
Yeah, but Big Vito brand is presented as part of Harlow Inc., which I did before I met you.
And
so
since
I'm gonna
my
say,
business has been around longer than you.
How do you know that? I've been modeling for Harlow for many years.
You were incorporated in 1999.
Actually, I started modeling in 1996.
But you weren't incorporated as a business.
It doesn't matter. Why are you arguing with me? You're not my boss. If you were my boss, where's my paycheck? Because I don't get paid. Where's my paycheck? I'll wait.
You do this to get on the brand, the Russo brand. With my connection, if you didn't...
No, I don't.
If you were with me, you wouldn't be on the Russo brand.
How do you know? I did a lot of things without you. How do you know? I don't do this to be on something. I do this because it's part of my rehab.
Right, and with my connection, which we have
in my hand,
if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be on the Russo brand.
Who cares if I'm on the Russo brand? Whoopity doo! Who cares? Who cares if I'm on the Russo brand? Because I'm my own thing. I'm my own thing. I don't need to have a boss, and you are most certainly not my boss. You're my husband. And we're supposed to be partners. You are not my boss. Because if you're my boss, I want money.
No.
If you're my partner, I don't want money. If you're my boss, I want money. I do a lot of work for this brand. I don't get paid. So if you want to just, like, you know, put it in my hand, but do you want to be my partner? And I'll withdraw this hand and just do this. But if you want to be my boss, I'm going to put it back out. Your choice. Your choice.
B-I-G-B. L-O-G, and I'm the boss.
Not of me.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be on the Russo brand. You wouldn't be podcasting.
Whoop-itty-doo. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be podcasting. You can't figure out all this equipment and editing and everything.
I wouldn't.
Else.
I just got to get on there, click a link, and I'd be doing it. You act like I never did any podcasting in my life before you came along.
There wasn't podcasting
you
when we started
like
dating.
You acted like I never did an interview. I never clicked a link. I never did nothing before you came along.
Oh, my God. I said you didn't do your own. You can be on anybody's podcast you want. Joe Schmo, Jamundo, whoever. It doesn't matter to me. But to have your own podcast brand with your advertising and your social media and your website and the editing and all of these things, you need somebody to help you because you don't do these things. Vito, you broke your phone. I had to log in from Pennsylvania to get your phone set.
But the thing is,
it would be nice to be appreciated, folks.
You are appreciated. You do a wonderful job. But I'm the boss.
You're not.
And your friends are your boss.
Not right now. I'm not friends with my. I am your partner. You are not my boss. We are partners. We are business partners. I even decorated your studio. Like, I interior designed this. Like, I interior, like, really? I do about 8 billion jobs for you. I should, you know, and you're my boss? I thought we were partners. I thought we were partners, Vito. I'm not friends with my boss. I'm married to my partner. This is a painful argument, people. You have no idea from the bottom of my heart the pain I feel.
I know everybody's out there looking, yo, B, you running shit.
I'm not friends with my boss. I don't believe you should be friends with your boss. Friendly? Yeah. You know, Christmas, I'll give you a Christmas card. I'll ask how the wife and kids are, give you a hearty handshake like the fucking mega powers, and send you on your way. I don't want to be friends with my boss. I have friendly relationships with my boss in the past. But I don't want to be friends with my boss. I don't want you on my Facebook. I don't want you on my Twitter. I don't want you on my Gram. I don't want to Snapchat you. I don't want to TikTok you. I don't want to go to your house for a barbecue. You know what? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. The best to your family. Happy Easter. Hide a couple likes. Have a good one. I don't want to to be friends with you because you're my boss and my personal life stays over here and my boss life stays over there. I don't want to hang out with somebody that could fire me for saying Johnson slept with his wife. I don't know who Johnson is, but, you know, whatever. I thought we were partners.
Guys, would you deal with this? That should be the debate.
You missed me when I was gone.
You know, I had a very, very good, quiet, nice
vacation. Ate eggs, went to the gym, guys.
I've been on a protein diet, guys. I changed my whole diet. All I've been doing is eating protein, egg whites every day, and protein chips. That's what I've been doing. And I've been doing fine. I've been happy with it.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah, I did. But you were happy that I came back. You missed me. You know, I don't want to deal with this. That's for the show, guys. Because when he's, like, back in the bedroom, he's like, boo, I miss you. And I say, you my honey buddy.
That's because I'm trying
yes,
to,
you, honey
that's
buddy.
Because I'm trying to get some ass.
My
mother
watches the show.
I don't want to get a Range Rover.
The only reason you wanted to say you get ass because you wanted to say get a Range Rover.
All
you're
right.
not getting a
and
Range Rover either.
And as far as, you know, my mother-in-law watching the show, Ma, the meatloaf.
She made meatloaf while I was there. I didn't need to order it.
Name
Hoagie.
That movie.
Oh, my God. Wedding Crashers. I told my mom about the meatloaf thing. I said, I yelled at you in the other room. It's like, Ma, meatloaf! You know, the whole thing. Anyway, you can't be friends with your boss. You haven't given me a good reason to be friends with my boss. If we were previously friends, maybe. Like, if my friend hired me, but I wouldn't even want to work with my friend, really, because... Or work for my friend. Because it puts a chink in the old relationship friendship armor. I don't want that. I don't want my friend to be over top of me telling me to, you know, mop a floor or wipe a toilet or type a report or Lord knows what else I'm going to do at a job. I don't want that. I just want to be your friend. I don't want to work for you. I'll work with you. I'll be your partner. But I don't want to work for my boss. I don't want to be friends with my boss. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. I don't know. You say, but you haven't given me a real reason why I should be friends and palling around with my boss. Would you let your boss on your Facebook?
Talk to Russo.
I don't consider Russo my boss.
He's not your friend.
He's my friend, but I don't consider him my boss. I consider him my friend. And we were partners. We used to podcast together. We were partners. So I consider Russo my friend, absolutely. We pick on you, you know, we text you, I send him funny pictures of you doing stupid things, you know, things like that. That's funny, that's our bond. And we watch a lot of the same television shows. You know, Russo's my friend. Russo's not my boss. Russo's not my boss. I feel like I'm a contract client. He licenses my show. Our show, because you get the pay. I just sit here and, you know, whatever. Because everybody knows you make all the money, and I just sit here in my pretty
you don't
dress
benefit. You don't benefit from it.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't benefit. I just said I don't make money. My benefits come in other ways.
You don't benefit.
No. I said my benefits come in other ways. And then I went like this. With my perfect drawn eyebrows. Why? But you still haven't told me a reason why you think that being friends with your boss is a good thing.
You have to be friendly, and you have to have some kind of relationship. Maybe it's not a, you know, you can be friendly with your boss.
Friendly is fine. A friendship with my boss. Friendly's fine.
You can have friendship with your boss.
Would you have your boss be on your Facebook? Your personal Vito J. LaGrasso Joe Schmo Facebook.
It's kind of hard to say because, like, I don't think it's a social media thing, and I just...
See, I wouldn't want my boss on my social media either. You know? Like, what if, like, here's the thing. What if, like, one of your family members goes on and posts one of those pictures, like the ones your brother Larry sends me of you that you guys don't get to see, but they're hysterical. They're, like, Vito dressed up in, like, striped pants from the 70s and stuff, and they're really good. What if you post that and then your boss thinks that's funny, prints that out, hangs it up in the office because you guys are friends. He won't mind. And then everybody at work sees you in your 1970s striped bell-bottom pants dressed like Uncle Sam. He was dressed like Uncle Sam. Was that a church play?
He was a play.
Okay, he was a play. But anyway, and honestly, like, he was adorable. But would you want that in your office because your friend thought that's a funny rib? I'll hang it up in the office.
But I have a sense of humor, so it's like not like, you know, I would get mad.
Okay. So you let that one go. Ah, you got me. That's a good rib. So then he's on your Facebook and he sees the picture of you with your ass out when you're a baby. Hangs that up in the office. You let that go. Got a sense of, it's funny, it's my ass. Then one of your college pictures shows up with you laying drunk on the ground with a bottle in your hand, laying on the ground. Somebody's drawing on your face
really
or whatever. But these are things that happen. Listen, I'm thorough if I'm anything, okay? Then it gets hung up in the office again. Well, then what do? Now it's looking like you might be a drunk, but you're not a drunk, Vito. You never drink. But college,
Did you go to your friend's down Saturday? I don't appreciate the pictures being up in the office.
Okay, so he goes, nah, Vito, I think it's funny. Come on, man. I have a sense of humor.
Well, then I would have to put make a picture of his wife up.
Oh, you put a picture of my wife up there? Really? My wife, Vito? You're fired. And this would be why you shouldn't be fired. You insulted my wife, Vito. You're fired.
Does that mean she stops coming over to my house when you're at work and I'm at lunch? I can't say that.
That just proved my point, ladies and gentlemen. That just proved my point. See, Johnson wasn't sleeping with his wife that you told him at the party. You were sleeping with his wife. Do you see the tangled web we're weaving here with this boss thing? Like, come on. This is, really? You completely destroyed the whole thing. You're now sleeping with your boss's wife and you're supposed to be friends. There's half a dozen nude baby pictures you've floating around the office. It's absolute chaos. Chaos. But if you just kept him at arm's length, gave him a Christmas card, said hello to the wife and kids, you'd have been fine. You'd play a little frisbee at the company picnic and go on your way, you'd have been fine. But you had to be friends with them. You had to be friends with them. Now look, you're sleeping with his wife and everything's a mess. You sleep with your friend's wives? Choose your words wisely.
What?
You sleep with your friend's wives?
It is what it is, and it was what it was.
This is not an episode of Cheaters, my friend. You sleep with your friend's wives.
Babe, listen, I haven't done it lately, okay?
Lately? We've been together for 11 years, and you haven't done it lately?
We've only been together
for 11 years.
We've only been together for 7 years.
Okay? Where did you get 7 from? Oh, but yesterday, you're my
I was trying to get some ass, yo. All right? I was making that play. And what happened? Score.
I'm back to Pennsylvania. Oh, no, wait. I can't. My head was going
to explode. Go ahead. Move back to Pennsylvania. Go right ahead. Come visit me in the summer.
I'm not visiting you if I leave. I'll visit, you know, little lady, but I'm not visiting you. I'll visit Nick, but I'm not visiting you.
All right, then don't come.
Visit Mickey Mouse, but I'm not visiting you.
Then don't come back.
Well, you're sleeping with your boss friend's wife.
Don't come back.
Apparently, you sleep with your friends. I don't know what's going on with you lately. I just got back here, and you're showing up at the restaurant with all these flowers and a pair of blue jeans and some snakeskin shoes. I have no idea. Life is confusing right now, folks.
Living that pimp life, baby.
Life is confusing. I leave for 2 weeks. I was only supposed to leave for 1. I left for 2. I can't ever say no to my dad. Ever. He says, stay, I stay. My parents could say, oh, why don't you burn your house down? And I'd be like, yes, Mom and Dad. Because I just can't say no to them. Not that they ever burn my house
down. I told you stay another week.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had to come home. I made a Disney reservation and then we didn't go because it rained. And, you know, our little niece needed me. Called me every day and goes, where are you? Like, I'm not supposed to come home. You know, plus the kids were going back, the nephews were going back into public school, and I don't want to start COVID and allergy season. And
yeah, but a lot of things going on.
I told you, everything's a mess in here right now. Okay? Everything's a mess. But you know what I do know? But you know what I do know? I wouldn't be friends with my boss. So, guys, Vito says you can be friends with the boss. I say you can't. I think I proved my point. Do you think you proved your point?
Yes.
All right, guys, you got 5 days to vote. 5 days. You can check me out on Twitter, where you'll be able to vote. Throw some comments up there. We love to share comments that you guys give us. 5 days to vote. Are you friends with your boss? Yes or no? And then we will name a winner next week.
Good luck.
Good luck. Oh, yeah. Vito, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Nope, you go ahead.
Don't you have shows that you would like to plug? You may have just recorded one. If you want
no,
to.
You're the producer.
I'm the producer, but you're the star.
I am
the star. Your brand.
It is.
Well, then
why,
do your plugs.
That's why you're the producer. Go ahead and produce.
I will produce. Producers don't do that. Do your plugs.
All right, great. Everybody listen to Getting Color. It'll be on the Big Vito brand tomorrow. We tape it tonight.
Well, today. Technically.
Well, you know, don't interrupt me. And I hope you enjoy it. And then we have this other show, your 90 Day Fiancé with Noelle Harlow.
90 Day Fiancé group there.
All right. And, you know, guys, check it out. It should be a great show. And catch us on the Russo brand because it's another fabulous place where the BIGV from the LOG happens to reside and do his thing. You know, former Nick, you know, the owner of Yovan Musk. And, you know, what can I say? You know, being...
Why is it now Yovan?
All right.
Why is it
Why Yovan? Do you have to interrupt me when
because
I'm doing my
I'm asking a serious question. Why is it Yovan? Did you change the name while I was gone?
It was always Skullbond, but then it had to be Yovan. All right,
I'll accept that for an answer. Tuesday, we go live on Twitch for 90 Day Fiancé Group Therapy. Please jump in. Join us. We talk about the show. We talk about rumors and things like that. We had a very good response for the show. We're going to keep coming at you. Check us out, our audio podcast. You know, Vito, I've been discussing with some people starting to do some music podcasts where we play some music for you guys and you get to listen. Would you be interested in joining me for one of those?
Yeah, I'll see what my schedule is like. You know, maybe I have to get out of the studio.
I mean, you're putting out a new rap album soon, right? Yeah, that's what I hear. So maybe we'll have some of that on there, but you can check us out wherever you listen to audio podcasts, iTunes, Anchor FM, Spotify, Modify, Jovi, Movi, whatever. They're all there. Go ahead and check them out. Twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand is where you can find us for some streaming. Do you want to play some games this week? We have not played NBA 2K20 in a
while. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very busy man being friends with his boss. So we're going to figure that out. But you can check us on there for game streaming, live podcasts, and more. We have Virtues Branded Wrestling, Getting Color, 90 Day Fiancé, all of them are there, and more. We put up special features and game streaming. I would love if you folks would go there and subscribe, support the Big Vito brand. The money that we make on the Big Vito brand goes back into the Big Vito brand. Look what it has created thus far.
It's all good.
It's all good. So, social media, you are at? What's the matter? Why are you all like down all of a sudden?
I'm just being cool here. You're producing.
I'm not really producing. I'm just talking. Producing is when I go back there and I edit it all up and I send it over to Russo. Then it goes on the Realm Network. That's producing. That's my production. So, you can catch Big Vito, all social media, at the Big Vito brand. I'm at Magic Tea Spiller. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Make sure you check out our Facebook page at the Big Vito brand and also our group 90 Day Fiancé Group Therapy as well on Facebook. We will see you guys back here next week for more Mr. versus Mrs. Bye.